You're listening to the Just Go Bike Podcast. We're all about the culture of bicycling just for the fun of it. Your hosts, Kathy Murphy from the Morphology Podcast and Andrea Parrott from Parrot Talk, are joined by a wide variety of guests each week that delve into the social side of cycling. With tales from Ragbri Nation, come for the bikes, stay for the fun, and leave with a smile. And now, here are your hosts, Murph.
Hey, that's me.
And AP.
And that's me.
Hi, Murph. Well, hello, AP. How's it going?
Oh, it's fantastic in my neck of the woods. I was able to ride my bike outside.
Oh, now that is something that you have not been doing, or you have been doing?
Not since last winter, or since the winter time. Yeah.
Your first ride out, are you still on your brand new bike?
I am. Well, yeah. It's now almost a year old, but it seems new to me still.
Yeah.
So we took a little wheel down to Altoona and back, which for me is a nice short evening style bike ride, and it was fantastic.
Wow. And I was asking about whether it was on your new bike, because I know you're used to thinner tires anyway.
Yeah.
But like this time of year, there's so much debris and rocks and sand and stuff on the roads. It's nicer to have bigger tires, but I forgot that you don't have much fear when it comes to terrain.
No fear. But also there is the section between my house and Altoona is beautifully maintained. I don't remember if it's the county or if it's Pleasant Hill, the town. I can't remember, but it's clearly like debris, normal stuff on a trail, and then just like pristine.
Wow.
And then you get to Altoona. So yeah, I know we're kind of lucky out there.
Yeah. But
I shouldn't be saying this because it's sort of our hidden secret to ride out there, but I always blab about it because it is awesome.
Well, congratulations. Maybe this means we as Iowans are on the, you know, the, what would you call it? We're over the hump on getting into nicer weather and being able to feel comfortable biking outside.
Well, I should hope so. I mean, it's technically spring, although today is a little chilly we just had this conversation offline about how it's a little chilly to be going outside today. But you know what? It is sunny and spring's in the air. I just went outside and let my dogs out before we recorded, and I saw a bumblebee. So we're well on our way.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
So anyway, to get to the topic of today, I just wanted to say, first of all, that there's a new podcast in the podcast world, and I think we want to tell the world about it.
Yes, we do. So the podcast is called Moving Forward, and it's now available, and it's hosted by some friends we know very well.
That's right. The podcast is all about the dream team.
So I listened to the first couple of episodes, and I'm blown away. Scott Matter interviews one of the riders and then also somebody that maybe is a mentor or the director. But I am blown away by the maturity of the youth that were interviewed. Like, okay, AP, when you were in high school, would you have been brave enough to like sit down in front of a microphone and talk about your feelings and about, you know, riding bikes and such with an adult?
No way. You'd be lucky if I had typed you responses to interview questions that you emailed me.
Yeah, there's no way if a teacher or somebody came up to me and said, hey, we're going to have you on a radio show or on a podcast, I'd be like, absolutely not.
No freaking way. But yeah, I was also really struck by the maturity and the well-spokenness, if that's a word, of the interview subject. It was really cool to hear from the perspective of the kids who ride Dream Team.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can find Moving Forward on most podcast platforms. And speaking of the Dream Team, that is the topic of this week's episode.
Yeah, we have featured the Dream Team many times on this podcast, and every time I get more motivated to get out there and bike.
Yes, that is actually very true. Their program is pretty amazing, how they take a bunch of youth pretty much in the Des Moines area, some who don't even know how to ride a bike, and they transform this crew of youth into athletes that the goal is to complete their first Ragbri.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I happen to know that the Dream Teamers have done at least two outdoor rides at the time of this recording. So I'm a huge weenie compared to them because I've only done one and I thought it was pretty cool. So they're strong kids. Ragbri's been a huge supporter of the Dream Team ever since day one. It was founded by Jim Green, the former director of Ragbri, and it's just a fantastic program for sure.
I agree. So today you'll hear from Jeff, the current director of the Dream Team, and he's joined, like I said, by a rider, a youth rider, and her name is Addie, and she has come back to ride with the Dream Team again this year. So it's kind of fun to hear her perspective as somebody who was brand new in years prior, and now she's, you know, I'm not going to say she's a pro, but she's almost like a junior mentor.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but the Dream Team shares Ragbri HQ. That's where their headquarters is as well. So it has been really cool to get to know the kids as they come in and out for bike rides, and get to know the mentors as well as they come in and out and maintain the bikes and make their plans and get ready for Ragbri and everything like that.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, I can't wait to hear more of what the team's been up to.
All right, let's get to it. All right, one of our favorite episodes of the year, actually twice a year, I think we do episodes with the Dream Team. We've got Director Jeff of the Dream Team on today. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Murph. How's it going?
Good. It's always nice to have you back on the podcast to talk about all things Dream Team.
Yeah, it's great. We look forward to this, and I just want to thank you for having us on and being a great supporter of ours. It is so fun to be on these shows.
Well, good, because
a podcast. I'm sorry, it's not a show, it's a podcast.
Well, it's still a show.
Okay.
And I thoroughly enjoy it as well, so it's nice to have you on. And then we also have an extra special guest, one of the actual Dream Teamers, and her name is Addie. Hi, Addie.
Woo-hoo. Hi.
How's it going today?
Great.
Good. And you, I assume that you live in the Des Moines area.
I actually live in Ankeny.
Ankeny, okay. And here we are in, when this podcast goes online, it will probably be mid-April. Are you out riding your bike outside yet these days?
I am actually going on my first ride tomorrow, so looking forward to that.
Good. Hopefully the sun is shining and it's not snowing.
Yeah.
Well, let's back up just a little bit here. Jeff, will you remind everyone what exactly the Dream Team is? Like a little bit about the history and who gets to be part of it?
Yeah, sure. So Dream Team, we are in our 27th year. It's hard to believe we're starting our 27th year. That's really exciting. So we established back in 1997 by a group of bicycle enthusiasts, part of Ragbri, who started us. They wanted to give youth an opportunity to ride across the state. So we're a nonprofit organization. And what we do is we use the power of a bicycle to help youth develop a positive approach to life's challenges. That's our tagline, you know, and there's a lot that's packed into that, you know, the power of a bicycle. The youth are doing their work to reach a goal, and to reach that goal and to do that work, you got to have a positive approach, because as we know what's coming at Ragbri, there's a lot of hills.
Right.
So, you know, you got to have that positive approach, and that just helps transcend into life's challenges. Sometimes life doesn't go smooth, so you have a positive approach to it. So kind of all ties together there. So it also, you know, it just gives them that opportunity to build confidence, set goals, create a healthy lifestyle through a mentor-based interaction. So we start each year in March with some indoor training. And that continues through the week of Ragbri. So it's 5 months. It's a lot of commitment by the youth, by their families, but it's a unique opportunity to build positive relationships with other youth that are part of the team, other adults, the mentors of the team, and then just to really fine-tune and hone in on some personal goals that they have set, and knowing that if they work hard, we can accomplish a lot. in a short amount of time. So big goals that we dream for.
There's so many aspects to the dream team. You know, like you mentioned, the goal is to have all of these youth pedal their bikes across the state of Iowa as part of RagBri. But there's so much more. Like when I was that age, I would have loved to have been part of a group where everyone was, you know, working out and suffering and enjoying the time together. And
Sure.
being able to ride bikes with mentors and learning the ins and outs. So it is a really, really, really cool program. And you said it's
Yeah.
nonprofit, right?
Yeah, we are a nonprofit organization. So, and that's what's cool about the nonprofit side of it as well, because for 27 years, it's been supported by the community. It's been supported by volunteers. It's just, and it's been supported by some great partners. And it's impacted about 50 youth per year for 27 years. Just think about the positive impact on just on the future, you know? So that's awesome. And what's kind of changed over the years is it started out, hey, we want to give youth an opportunity to go on RagBri. So we got to train to get to RagBri. But it's kind of, we've kind of massaged that and made that more about the RagBri is very important, okay? It's the goal. That's what we're going to. That's the ultimate goal. We're gonna go out and have fun, and we're gonna meet a lot of people, eat a lot of pie, eat a lot of ice cream, kiss a lot of pigs. You know, we're just gonna have a lot of we're just gonna have a lot of fun. But to get there, it takes work. And that's where we've kind of changed the messaging a little bit about Dream Team, where, all right, we're gonna work hard and we're gonna have fun while we're working, but then once we do all that, we can go on this goal and we can and we can reach that goal and we can enjoy it. So it's kind of shifted. And also something that shifted over the last couple of years, we really started putting a little bit of focus on mental health. You know, with our youth and even with our mentors, we just try to incorporate just a free atmosphere where we can talk about it. You know, social media, it's really easy to access and get drawn into negative thoughts, negative speech, or whatever it might be. But when you're on that bicycle, you can't be on social media. So it's a time to be free, and it's time to let go of everything, and it's time to just enjoy what you are accomplishing, what you're working for. So we've kind of started weaving a little bit of that into Dream Team as well. We did last year, we did Mental Mondays during May. I think that's Mental Month Awareness. And the youth and even mentors just got to share about how Dream Team has impacted them and how it's helped them get through some challenges throughout life.
Again, I just wish Dream Team would have been around back when I was that age, which I'd love to hear from Addie now. I said you were a dream teamer, which I assume that that means you're one of the students or youth that gets to ride your bike and go through the whole training process. But will you tell the listeners like what you like about the Dream Team?
I really like Dream Team because it really gives kids the opportunity to experience things they probably otherwise wouldn't have been able to experience. And through this, I've been able to push myself and like find myself like and realize what I'm capable of and just push past that and persevere. And I feel like I'm really lucky to be a part of it.
Oh, for sure. And will you tell us about your experience being on Dream Team? Because you were on it last year, right? So tell us about, you know, an experience that you learned.
Well, last year I started off not really knowing anyone. I only knew one person. He was a guy who went to my school and he got me into it. And at first I was like super anxious. And but as it went along, I got to know new people and make new friends. And I faced many challenges and I persevered through them. And I feel like I've really gotten to know myself, and throughout the year, I've made many, many memories that will last me forever, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Murph.
Yeah.
I think she's being a little modest here. So I think your listeners, they need to know that Addie, she was in eighth grade when she started. You're now a freshman, right, Addie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, so, you know, she started in eighth grade, mm-hmm. and Addie was last year was one of our stronger, if not one of the strongest writers we had, even though she was just in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And the mentors, we would talk about, you know, how are we going to keep up with Addie? She's always positive on that bike. She rides hard. Nothing seems to ever stop her.
Wow.
And she's having fun. But then came Ride Bri. And I believe it was the day we was leaving Des Moines overnight. So that had been Wednesday, Thursday of last Ride Bri. Something happened. And Addie, you want to kind of talk about what happened on Ride Bri, what you were mm-hmm. feeling, and yeah. kind of the outcome of all that?
Yeah, of course. So to just rewind, it was the day we were in Des Moines and we were able to visit our families. And I was really anxious because the day after, like the next day, was going to be one of the hardest rides. And everyone was like really talking about it, stressing about it. And I was really in my head. And I went home and I was like, I don't want to go back. I'm so scared.
Oh,
like,
wow.
How am I supposed to do this? Like, I miss air conditioning. I miss like my bed. And I was just like, I can't go back. But then after like taking a minute to think about it, I was like, I've spent so long working and spent so many days putting an effort to like come to this moment and to just like quit halfway through. I was not going to do that. So I came back and I was refreshed and that was what I needed. And I felt great and I was actually looking forward to the long ride. And then I woke up and I was just not feeling good. I was nauseous, lightheaded. I could not eat, but I had like a granola bar and I drank a lot of electrolytes and I hit the hill and I hit the road and I was pedaling and I hit this really steep hill. And on the way up it, I just could not catch my breath. I was struggling to push those pedals. And when I got to the top, I just had to sit down because I was like so worn out and people started surrounding me and like were asking if I was okay. And I had my inhaler because I do have slight asthma. So that didn't help. That didn't help at all. But people were surrounding me and asking me if I was okay. And some people were saying I probably shouldn't continue because it was just the beginning and it was going to be such a long day. And they didn't think I could make it because I was so like, so tired and dehydrated. But I thought back to how I literally just went home and came back and I was like, I need to continue this. And I thought back to that. And honestly, if I hadn't have gone home and had that realization, I may have gone home. But I knew I couldn't and I knew I needed to continue. And also Jeff helped me realize that because I was really struggling and he just kept like, he kept making me feel better. He was the reason I continued that ride and finished it as well. And I'm really grateful for that.
That's amazing.
Hey, Addie, I was there, but never forget, you are the one that finished this ride. You are the one that accomplished that. You thank you for what you said. I was just there to motivate you.
Yeah.
You're the one that put in the work and you are the one that accomplished that goal. And you're right. It was scary at the top of the sleep. It was the top of Sleepy Hollow Hill. We came up the fairground side of it. We didn't know if he was going to be able to continue and mm-hmm. you started getting inside yourself, but you dug deep. You relied on your training.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we even called your parents too and talked to them a little bit and they also encouraged you.
Yeah.
And you know, we just went from there. We went to Altoona. We took a break there. And then from Altoona to the overnight town, you were gone. you got it taken care of. So you did the work.
Yeah.
Well, and you made the decision on your own. I mean, you listened to the people around you and you listened to your heart. And something in your brain was like, you know what? I can do this and I'm going to do it. And I guess I don't know the answer, but did you do it?
Yeah, I completed it.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Did you bicycle before Dream Team?
Not a whole lot. I mean, a few rides here and there because we lived by a bike trail, but they weren't really long, maybe like 5 miles. And I don't know, I was never really a strong rider before, but yeah.
Wow. And go ahead, Jeff.
No, that's fine. She's a very strong rower. She does rowing also.
Yeah, I do.
She's a very strong rower. Yeah, she's cool. On a team and races. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you finish RAGBRAI last year, and you are a graduate of the Dream Team. And I'm hoping that you were just like full of excitement for a long time after that. But what made you decide to want to come back for another year?
Well, to be able to get the opportunity to challenge myself again and just getting out on that bike with my friends and making memories. And I just enjoyed it so much last year, and I just could not wait to get back out there again.
Cool. And just think, like, you started Dream Team last year. You mentioned that you just knew one other guy that was a student at your school. And at the end of, you know, after RAGBRAI, like, would you consider everyone like close friends at that point?
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, like we said, you know, the connection with RAGBRAI is pretty deep when you look at the history and then look at, you know, the physical goal. But Jeff, like, what kind of partnership exists with RAGBRAI today?
Yeah, we just have a very strong relationship with RAGBRAI. We really appreciate the support that they give us. We use part of their warehouse or a bay of their warehouse for our home. They let us house our bikes there. We launch from there. We have all of our camping supplies there. So we really appreciate, and then they take a lot of care of us on RAGBRAI. You know, they make sure our campsite's right. They make sure we're near showers, which is very important.
Oh, yes.
especially with 50 youth, you know. So they do that. And then it doesn't happen very often, but if for some reason we get separated somehow out on the trail, RAGBRAI is just not a phone call, but a walkie-talkie away, you know.
Yeah.
And they help us find our youth or help us locate the support area where we need to be at. So we really appreciate them taking care of us. But I also have to stop and say thank you to our other charter sponsors that's been around for 20, RAGBRAI's been there for 27 years. Bike World has been there for 27 years. Mm-hmm. And without them, we couldn't roll across the state from bikes to helmets to lights and safety equipment. Mm-hmm. And then the YMCA, they host us in the month of March for training. And they help us with indoor conference room spaces when we need to just bring in the entire family to talk about a camp out, to talk about what's going on in RAGBRAI or do some orientation work. So without all of those charter sponsors, Dream Team would look completely different than it does.
Sure. Those are great connections, and they've stuck with you for a long, 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 long time.
Yes, they have. And we really appreciate it. It's kind of win-win all the way around because we're developing the next generation of bikers, and they'll be riding many, many RAGBRAIs to come.
Oh, for sure. I hope so.
Yeah.
Is that true? Addy, are you going to ride RAGBRAI even maybe after you're out of high school?
I really do think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, time for a training tip.
Let's talk mental focus. So you've been getting your training miles in, and you're feeling pretty good about your strength so far. How about your self-talk? Here are a few tips to keep your mind on task while your body moves you forward. First off, set clear intentions before you start your ride. Whether the ride ahead is to complete a certain number of miles, maybe improve your speed, or maybe your goal is only to enjoy the day and have fun. When you make a conscious thought about it from the start, having that purpose can help keep you focused. Another tip, positive affirmations help boost your confidence. Tell yourself you're amazing because you know it's true. And visualize success by visualizing yourself overcoming an obstacle like that next big hill or headwind. And finally, stay hydrated and fueled. Oftentimes, when you start thinking negative thoughts or second-guessing your skills, all you really need is a snack and a drink. Try it next time, and I bet you'll notice a positive swing in your attitude. Now back to the show. So, Jeff, when you look at the dream team, you know, we talked about the connection with RAGBRAI, but can you give us an idea of who can participate in the program and, like, how it all works?
Yeah, sure. We reach out to youth. Youth that just need some extra mentoring to navigate life challenges. We all face some struggles throughout life. So we look for youth that come to us with some sort of maybe professional referral through a school counselor, maybe a therapist, clergy, just something along that line saying, hey, this youth needs just a little bit extra mentoring. They have to be age 13 by the time RAGBRAI starts. So we actually have a couple 12-year-olds on the team this year. Wow. That will be 13. Yeah. Time they hit RAGBRAI, they'll be 13. And then they can participate and come back year after year until they're 18 or until they graduate from high school.
Okay.
So we are working with a wide range of youth. But it's really, really unique to seeing the returning youth like Addie and our older youth really becoming junior mentors to the new youth, and really learning that life skill. How do I mentor someone who is struggling when I'm struggling as well? How am I positive with them? So it's a life lesson that both the returning and the new youth are participating in. So it's kind of neat. Speaking of the new youth, we provide the new riders everything they need. They get a bicycle. They get the safety equipment, the helmets, the gloves, the lights, the bike clothing. They get everything they need to have a safe, comfortable, and fun ride. Mm-hmm. Then if they complete the entire season from the 1st of March, our indoor training, all the way to the Mississippi River, they get to keep that bike because they've earned the right to keep it.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a very powerful and motivating experience, seeing them dip their tires into the Mississippi River, knowing that I just accomplished this ride, and now this bike is mine. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, and to be able to do it with people you may not have known at the beginning, but then now you're like all in this together. We have conquered RAGBRAI. It's one of my favorite things to see on that last day is the dream team coming to the river as a team, two by two. You guys are chanting and have your flags and matching jerseys. It's quite a sight.
Yeah, we develop a family. I mean, I can't say enough about that. Sounds cliche, but we really turned into a very strong family. I mean, we were with the youth. I mean, our mentors, it's like 120 to 130 hours of volunteer time. So we spend a lot of time together, just working with one another. And when you're on the trails riding, you're talking about struggles at school. You're talking about silly things, whether it's, you know, the latest comedy show on TV, the book you're reading, making nicknames up for someone, or, you know, just having fun. So you really develop that camaraderie out on the trail, out on the bike, that transcends the entire season all the way through RAGBRAI and then for years to come. So we actually have this year one of a youth from the beginning. He's now a mentor this year on the team.
Oh, excellent.
That is real cool to see.
Yeah. And you mentioned this earlier that this season has already kicked off because you mentioned about, you know, the use of the YMCA. But
sure.
Addie, can you tell us, like, what is training like as you go from March to July?
Well, like the indoor training, I feel like it's just getting able to learn and like learn more about your peers and the people who are joining and joining yourself. You get to like see what it's like, the people around, get to know more about the atmosphere and how inclusive everyone is. And it's pretty laid back, and it's mainly just getting to know the people and what to expect.
And then when you, like you said, you're going to be going on your first ride outside soon. Do you do that by yourself, or do you do it with like part of a group?
This time I'm doing it by myself, but most of the time I ride with a group.
Okay. Okay. And
yeah,
I was
going to say, if I can jump in, yeah, about the indoor training, we're just to kind of let everyone know that we train Mondays and Thursdays indoors.
Mm-hmm.
We go from 7, 8:30. We do track. We kind of walk around the track, get to know each other. We do spin classes, strength, yoga, some team building activities. And then we're going to start our outdoor training.
Oh, wow.
And that's Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So Mondays and Thursdays, we go 5 till dark. And then Saturdays, we run 8 till we're done. And that's where the fun starts. The indoor training gets a little bit long, but the outdoor training, which is right around the corner, is where the fun happens. And then also we go out on 3 campouts. We learn to ride consecutive days. We learn to set up tents, tear down camps, just have some good times at a campout, team building activities. Then something we started doing here last few years, we've implemented some ride bry style ridings. Like we do a day on the farm where we ride out to a farm and we do games like tire rolling, corn lift. We ride in an ambulance. We go to pool parties. We do ice cream rides. We start incorporating, hey, this is what ride bry is going to kind of be like. So let's continue to have the fun.
And there's so much more to, you know, to learn how to ride a bicycle on roads and such. There's that aspect. But then when it comes to rag bry, it's a whole different ballgame because you're biking with hundreds, sometimes thousands of other bikers. So it's a whole different set of, you know, rules and expectations and probably some anxiety. So it's nice that you have the crew biking together, you know, starting in April so that they have learned that already.
Yeah, it's very important to start learning how to ride, especially the new riders. They come to us, some of them know how to ride a bike. Some of them may be a little, yeah, I know how to ride a bike, but I've only ridden a couple miles at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But none of the youth come to us riding in a group. So that brings out a whole new level of challenges, mm-hmm. from knowing how close to ride, being able to talk and not veer into someone, knowing the rules of the road, knowing the rules of a trail. Like I said, we had a 12-year-old, 13-year-olds. So what do you do when you hit a stop sign? You know, what side of the road do you ride on? How close to the shore? So there's just a lot of things that we overcome, and we rely heavily on our dedicated mentors to do that,
mm-hmm.
to really, really work. We ride in small groups, 2 mentors per group. But these mentors, they take care of the youth while they're out there, so everybody is safe.
Well said. And I was just looking online. Your website is dreamteamdesmoines.org, and I think we'll get to that at the very end of this podcast to talk a little bit about the website. But
yeah.
I think now is a great time for you to share your super, super exciting news that you've added another social outlet to your organization.
We have added another social outlet. I am pleased to announce that Dream Team has a new podcast called Moving Forward.
Love it.
Yes. So encourage everyone listening to start searching for Moving Forward. It's going to be available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other platform. But what we do on this Moving Forward podcast is we learn what motivates our youth to join Dream Team. Mm-hmm. The youth get to talk about the biggest fears when they started Dream Team, how they overcome those challenges, and then how they find the grit and determination to just keep moving forward. And then we talk to mentors, new and returning mentors, about our youth, about the struggles they've had. So it's, you're going to get to hear this team move across the training season this year in the eyes of our youth and in the eyes of the mentors. So it's going to be really, really neat. We're excited.
Yeah, and it's called Moving Forward, right?
Moving Forward.
Okay, yes. So we'll be sure to put the link in our show notes, and I'm sure when this hits social media, this episode, that at that point AP will have all kinds of links and such, so people can start listening right away.
Yes, I would appreciate, we would all appreciate that. And I can't say enough. I'm going to say thank you to Scott Matter, who has kind of spearheaded this, but also I talked about the Dream Team youth, one of the original youth who's now a mentor. He is actually the producer, Nick is, and it's really neat to see this full circle with Nick. So appreciate all of their hard work in getting this podcast off the ground.
So Addie, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm want you to kind of think high level about your experiences with the Dream Team. And, you know, of course, every year we all grow in our, you know, personalities, our attitudes, and just life experiences. But do you feel like you noticed changes in the last year that you can, like, think back and say, because of Dream Team, I'm better at this, or my life has changed because of it?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I've really grown as a person and definitely become much more confident in myself and what I'm capable of. And even people around me have been telling me that they've never seen me so passionate about an activity like I am with Dream Team.
Nice.
And with using what I have with, like, in Dream Team, I've been able to bring my, like, I've developed endurance and strength, and I can apply that to rowing and other things I do. And I just feel much more social and open. And yeah, I can say that's because of Dream Team.
Do you think a year ago you could have come on a podcast and talked about yourself?
No way.
And just think, like, last year, you know, at this time of year, you were probably just getting to know these friends and just starting to feel confident on the bike. And then now this year, not only are you going through the same process, but you're probably helping other people that are brand new and uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It's so surreal to think about.
And just think, like, a year from now, like, maybe you'll be the new director, like Jeff will be out and you're in.
I will gladly give her the reins. She will do great. I got all the confidence in the world in Addie. She's going to do great things. She's going to make an impact on this world. Just wait. Just wait.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, yeah. I don't know who wants to answer first, but I would love to know from each of you, like, what you're looking most forward to this year with Dream Team.
Addie, do you want to go?
Sure, yeah. I'm really looking forward to tackling the hills because it'll bring along the struggles that I can overcome and new challenges. And I'm also excited to get to know the new riders and help them as I was helped last year. And this ride is supposed to be a beautiful one, and I'm excited to see it and make a lot of memories along the way. So, yeah.
I love it. How about you, Jeff?
I need to know from Addie, what is the favorite hill? What the hill? So Dream Team, we have several hills that we ride on. And when you start naming the hills, you know they are big, bad, and ugly. So Addie, what's your, what, yeah?
I was going to say, I got to do Soccer Mom Hill with you guys on the Dream Team.
Yes.
I don't know if I said that right, but everyone called it something about soccer and mom.
Yep, it's Soccer Mom Hill. Yeah. So it goes past some soccer fields. So.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but what were you going to say, Eddie?
Well, I would say Sleepy Hollow because it really pushes your muscles. And when you get to the top, it feels super rewarding, especially when you're heading down because it's such a steep, like, downhill. And it just feels, like, so refreshing.
I would say Sleepy Hollow is my favorite. I hate it, but I love it. So we'll go there. So, you know, right now, if you want me to be completely honest, I'm really looking backwards towards February's weather when it was 70 degrees and sunny, because it's looking like it's going to be about 40 degrees and windy on Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's like, so I'm kind of looking backwards, but I'm like Addie, looking forward. I'm looking forward to the hills. I'm looking forward to Ragbri 51. And just so everyone knows, when you see Dream Team out there, we don't walk hills.
Mm-mm.
So to get to that point, Addie, you don't know this, but so you're learning something before everybody else. Our riding season, what we've got planned, our training season, we are going to do 1,600. If you do every single training ride, we're going to do 1,622 miles.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
That is 47,173 feet of climb.
Wow!
Oh, wow!
So if you make that, then you get to go on Ragbri, which is, that's only 424 miles, but 18,700 feet of climb. So
yeah.
Our youth, if they hit, and last year we had a couple that were at every single ride. If they do that, they will have ridden 2,046 miles and went on 65,874 feet of climb.
Wow.
So to everyone out there, it's just a hill. Get over it.
That's true. It's just a lot of them. But
yes, yeah, it's just a lot of them. Just a lot of them. Well, and if you don't mind, I just got to throw this in here. I don't know if it fits, but I also want to, I just want to say thank you to my leadership team. This entire season started back in August of 2023. So I really need to thank my leadership team for all the work that they've done to get us to this point and to get us to the Mississippi. It takes a village to move this team. We got about 45 youth and 45 mentors. So I just want to thank the leadership team. I want to thank my mentors. I want to thank the families, and I want to thank the youth. We've got this. It's going to be an amazing year this year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be another successful year. I can already feel it.
You bet.
So you already mentioned that you have your mentors for this season. Since you're a nonprofit, are there opportunities for people out there to either provide help, whether it's monetarily or in hours of volunteer work?
Yeah, there's opportunities for monetary volunteer work. We currently have an opening. We got a need for a mentor who loves youth, who maybe doesn't want to ride Ragbri, but might be interested in driving a truck to help us get across the state. So we still have one opening left for the 24 season that we're trying to fill. But other than that, if they would go to our website, dreamteamdesmoines.org, there's multiple buttons on there, but they click on the donate button, they can donate financially. There's a place to submit interest about becoming a mentor, whether that is a support mentor or a writing mentor. There's a place to refer a youth that may be in their life that would benefit from Dream Team. And there's also on the contact button, it has all of our social media outlets, like it's now X, the Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, our email. You can send us an email through info@dreamteamdesmoines.org. A lot of opportunities, a lot of ways to connect with us. And we would love to hear from everyone.
Awesome. And that's dreamteamdesmoines.org.
Dreamteamdesmoines.org. All one word. Yep.
All right. Well, Jeff and Addie, thank you so much for being on the podcast and talking about Dream Team. And I am looking forward. Addie, I hope I get to meet you maybe on Ragbri as you get to the Mississippi River and I can give you a high five or something.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
And Jeff, I see you occasionally when I'm at the headquarters for Ragbri. So looking yep. forward to the next time I see anything to do with Dream Team.
That's awesome, Murph. And again, I just want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for having both Addie and myself on.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
We just appreciate all you do for the biking community in general. So thank you.
It's a great organization to be part of.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Just Go Bike podcast. Murph and AP will be back next week. In the meantime, check us out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And if you would like to contact Murph and AP with a comment about the podcast, or maybe you have a topic in mind, email them at justgobikepodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, especially if you're a fan. Until next time,
just go bike!
Theme song by Ryan Steer, logo by Suzanne Milosevic, produced by Kathy Murphy, social media by Andrea Parrott, intro by Pumpkin. Until next time, just go bike.